Michael Kelly, your thoughts after that St. Michael's victory, victorious by 3 points?
Very lucky. We had a terrible start, but we came back well. And I suppose you don't underestimate any team. We didn't underestimate Bundoran, but I have to give credit to the boys that fought back, because we are 7 points down from the word go, and to get it back to 3 at half time and then to push on the second half and get the result was, all I can say, we'll take this on the chin and carry on, because we have to learn to start better and hopefully get better in the championship goes on, you know.
Yeah, well, I have to ask you about that start, because pretty much everything was going wrong for you. Michael Langan got injured, and then Jamie Brennan got through for two goals. It was 2-2 to no score after 11 minutes, and things weren't looking good for you at that stage.
Definitely weren't. No, Michael went over on his ankle, and hopefully it'll not be too bad. We'll just have to monitor that. Yeah, you're correct. Some errors on our end, and you have to give Jamie credit too. First one was a good poacher's goal, and the other one was a good solo goal himself, like, you know. But players of Jamie's quality, like, if you're not, it's up to us to make sure that they don't get that room and power to run at us. So it was bad at the time, 2-2 down, and as you say, 11 or 12 minutes into the game. So, but in fairness to the boys, we pulled it back to 3 points for half time, and then at least we had something to build to go for out for the second half.
Yeah, there was a slight breeze there in the second half as well. It didn't take you too long to claw back that deficit at all, really.
No, we had a great start of the second half, in fairness. The boys plugged away, and we got pegged 3 points back that we needed, like, you know. And the defence now, it was shaky at times too, but it was one of those days that there was a lot of good players, performances out there. And like, Bundoran, it's all very well saying we were poor in that, you know, but the truth is Bundoran are a very good outfit the other day there. We played them, as they know, up in Bundoran, and we had 7 goals that day, and we looked good all over the park. But we never knew that. We knew that wasn't going to happen here, but you have to give credit to Bundoran too. Like, they were very good today as well, like, you know.
Yeah, it was a bit of a stop-start game, really. Matthew Ward got an injury and was taken stretchered off the pitch, and that kind of maybe disrupted your play a little bit. Bundoran got it back to 2 points and then had a very good goal chance for Jamie Brennan towards the end.
Yes, exactly. You're 100% right there. That injury, we had the momentum. Obviously, we're 3 points down at half time, and we brought the game back up to 3 points to our advantage at that stage. But they, in fairness, they came back. As you say, they got 2 points after that long delay for the injury, and then they had a great goal chance. And I must say, Oisin Langan cleared the ball off the line. It was as good as I've seen anywhere, like, you know. And Martin McElhenney then kicked that kind of, not the insurance point, but that put us two up and meant that they had to go for the goals at the end. And we did hold out at the end up, you know.
Yeah, that's 2 wins from 2 games for you in the championship now. It doesn't quite assure you of a spot in the quarterfinals yet. So you'll be going to Malin next weekend looking for the win that will top the group as well and give you a more favourable quarterfinal draw, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. But you're right. It's strange if, like, obviously, Bundoran still have to go to McCullough's and get the result. And if they do that, and we don't get a result of any kind up in Malin, that means it's 3 of us and 4 points. So it's strange how it pans out. You'd think most times that if you have the 2 out of the 2, you'd think you'd have 1 foot on, but at the minute we have to get a result in Malin. That's as simple as that, like, you know.